This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on One of Us and the Fear of Outsiders. Reading the tales of migrants struggling to flee civil wars in the Middle East is becoming a classic definition of the daily downer, unwanted, feared, and shunned. Women fleeing with children seem under constant attack, including sexual abuse. Countries erecting U.S.-like walls and barriers of concertina wire at their boundaries. Even the Nordic countries, long liberal bastions of hope and support for oppressed migrants, are backlashing. Benefits in some countries are being halved. In other countries, they're being warehoused far from cities with little support besides room and board. In some, they're being even deported once the host country feels that the coast is clearer in their native lands. Families are being separated and not allowed to reunite. I'm not pointing fingers given the current record in the U.S. and other than Germany, most of the European Union as well. This is not our collective finest hour. I just had hoped the bar would be higher rather than everyone racing to the bottom set in the U.S. Reading One of Us, the story of Anders Breivik and the massacre in Norway by Asni Sirastad about the horrific killing, first by planting a bomb at the center for government, Oklahoma City style, and then coldly and meticulously gunning down teens at a political party summer camp on an island not far from Oslo, prepared me for it a bit. I'd resisted the book for obvious reasons, though the reviews had been lavish in praise, because who really seeks out a book on mass murder for holiday reading? Unfortunately, the book is so well written and the story so compellingly told that even knowing the horrific ending, the reader is trapped in the hopes and dreams of the future victims and the nightmare of the delusions, egotism, and aspirations of the future killer. The Norway story is not Newton, Connecticut on steroids, but is a deeply disturbing political and personal tale as Breivik's trajectory bends from youthful support and ambitions within a right-wing conservative party in Norway to the phantasmagoric vision of an apocalyptical event that he expected would trigger a coup d'etat supported by a mass movement on the right. All of this delusion came complete with a Unabomber-like manifesto where he was the self-appointed leader of this hypothetical revolt. One thinks this is only possible in America, land of the two main parties and thousands of secret cells and parties of one, but no country, not even Norway, is immune. The author's One of Us is a title taken from the eulogies for the victims, but Breivik was one of us in terms of Norwegian society in the upper middle class, and though that theme is not pursued as diligently, it's also hard to ignore. His whole fantasy was based in the same mainstream that is now flooding Nordic countries in the world. Norway for the Norwegians. Stop the Islamification of the country. Keep them out. Deport them. Stop the Muslims from raping Norwegian women and girls. This is not Lilyhammer on Netflix. We have the classic conundrum where too many may agree with his goals even as they disagree with his tactics. It's worth worrying that the Breiviks in country after country are not just one of them, but also one of us. Unless we get a grip, lower the volume, and learn how to embrace rather than shun the outsiders who will always be coming and have a place among us. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.